From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Chuck Hagel is being forced to explain some controversial votes and statements on a number of issues, including Iraq, Israel, and Iran, as he seeks confirmation as Secretary of Defense. On Capitol Hill today, the former two-term Republican senator encountered resistance from GOP critics on the Senate Armed Services Committee, who've called Hagel anti-Israel. But Democratic Chairman Carl Levin explained why Hagel should be embraced as the first enlisted man to serve as Secretary of Defense.
It would be a positive message for our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines in harm's way around the world to know that one of their own holds the highest office in the Department of Defense and that he has their backs.
Hagel is a decorated Vietnam War veteran. The Senate is expected to vote today on legislation to suspend enforcement of the debt ceiling for 3 months. The bill would allow the Treasury to borrow enough money to pay the government's bills at least through mid-May. The Republican-led House passed the measure last week. The New York Times says Chinese hackers repeatedly penetrated its computer systems over the past 4 months. NPR's Louisa Lim reports the attacks appear to be part of a broader campaign against American media.